As I was awakened early this morning, a lot of things racing through my head. One of the things was that I was not even talking about the reading from Ezekiel. And it was clear that God put it on my heart that there's a lot of hope in that reading. And you might say, how can you have hope from dry bones? My friend Joel would say it like that. Well, yes. The dry bones that we can look at during this COVID-19 are the closed down churches and the people who are not allowed to go and mingle with one another. There's no touching, there's no reaching, there's no hugging, there's no kissing. God has given us a means of hope, and He has breathed new life, ruach, spirit, in each one of us that we can meet in these electronic ways. Praying together, seeking His mercy, His grace, His healing, and His love. While we're not Ezekiel in the valley, we're living in a completely different set of circumstances and a different valley, but one in which we can draw strength and hope from the Lord. And then there's our gospel reading. Oh, this gospel reading is so strong in faith and love. Both Martha and later Mary were upset with Jesus that He didn't come right away and prevent their brother's death. Jesus understood their grief, and He felt compassion for them, just as He feels compassion for those who are suffering right now and those who are filled with worry and fear. Holy Scripture tells us Jesus loved Lazarus, just like He loved Martha and Mary. It also says in Isaiah that our Savior was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Jesus felt their pain, and He experienced it right along with them. He allowed their grief. He allows yours and mine. And Jesus did more than gave them permission to grieve. Jesus offered them something that no one else could give, or nothing else that can be offered from anyone. Jesus offers hope. Verse 35 of John chapter 11 is the shortest verse in the whole Bible. Jesus wept. So why did Jesus weep? Some say He was saddened because of the death of His friend. I'm sorry, I don't think so. Jesus knew exactly what He was about to do. In just moments, He was about to call Lazarus out of the grave. But Jesus weeps for those people in their grief, just as He weeps with each one of us. Jesus said that Lazarus would rise again, and that Jesus Himself would be the means of that resurrection. I want you to please listen again to these words of Jesus. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in Me will never die." Whenever I hear Jesus say, "I am," my mind races right back to Exodus chapter 3, when Moses, who has taken off his sandals in order to speak to the burning bush, asks, "Who shall I say is sending me?" And God says to Moses, "I am who I am." This is what you're to say to the Israelites. "I am has sent me to you." 7 times in the Gospel of John, Jesus reveals His identity, and this is one of them. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in Me will never die." And just a few minutes later, after Jesus proclaimed His identity and the promise of resurrection through Him, Jesus would demonstrate the very fact in the life of Lazarus. Jesus was saying He's the door to life, both a full and abundant life on earth, and when we leave this earth, an even more wonderful and abundant life in heaven. And when we place our faith in Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross at Calvary, then we have hope. He offers to all of us hope. And all we need to do is take it. That hope is available to everyone. For God so loved the world, not just Douglas, Georgia, or Pearson, or Atkinson County, or Merrick, New York, or Mineola, New York, or wherever it might be, that hope is available to everyone. So Jesus called out in a loud voice, and he said, "Lazarus, come out." The one who spoke everything into existence at creation had just restored life to Lazarus. Friends, Jesus feels our grief and stands right alongside us when we hurt. And there's many of us that are hurting right now. Hope is not found in the good life that we try to live. Jesus says our hope for eternity doesn't lie within us or anything that we can do or want to do, but in him alone and what he's done. This is what he means when he says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. So I'd ask each one of you to place your hope in Jesus Christ, for him to help you in this life, in the midst of this crazy pandemic. Place your hope in him for life everlasting, and place your hope in him with anticipation of the resurrection, of healing, and of mercy. Jesus is with you, and he is standing with you the whole time. I might say, he's standing with you as you are a shut-in. I want you to take comfort in the words of the risen Jesus up on the mountain in Galilee, recorded in Matthew 28, verse 20. Jesus looked at his apostles and he said, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." And he means that to you as well today. Take comfort in that.